Of the 100 associates hired at Payless, 48 worked previously at Marsh. One of them is Matt Jones. Jones is the Payless store manager and says he gave 22 years to the now-closed grocery store. He's excited to move forward.
Well, there's a lot of emotion. What I'm looking forward to most is getting started and being able to contribute by feeding the human spirit, which, by the way, is what Kroger is all about.
District Manager Brian Clayton described the transition from Marsh to Kroger as smooth with the help of the associates and staff. He stressed that Kroger's excited to give back to the Muncie community and develop a good relationship.
We feel so happy and honored to be able to offer so many positions to bring so many people in the workforce here in the Muncie community.
The company started by giving to several area nonprofits. The Salvation Army received a check for $25,000. Miller Poultry, a Kroger supplier, donated 6,800 pounds of poultry products to the Second Harvest Food Bank of East Central Indiana. The soon-to-be two Payless locations won't be the only new choices in town, with a Fresh Time store being completed just a few blocks away on the same road. Clayton says he's not worried about competition.
Customers have anywhere they choose to shop for, but I want to make them have a shopping experience always in the Payless store, at our Kroger store, that makes them want to return. And how do we do that? By making sure they can come in our door and we back our ads 100%. They can get the products they want plus a little. And we always have associates that are engaged with friendly faces and developing relationships with our customers.
Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says he's excited about the new business in town.
I'm really looking forward to Kroger Payless being a great community partner. I love the choices that they're bringing to our city.
The new Payless store will be open every day from 6 a.m. to midnight. The company's second location on Tillotson Avenue is expected to open sometime in March. In Muncie, Brittany Ehrman, IPR News.